as you lift our voice in praise. It's you that I see. It's you that I see. Sing it out, sir.
Beloved, you are about to listen to a message from Reverend Prince Lai. Reverend Prince Lai is the head pastor of Rescue World Chapel International and the lead evangelist of Christ the Healer Gospel Campaign. He has a dynamic teaching and healing ministry with miracles, signs and wonders that has affected and transformed many lives. And now, the voice of rescue.
Channels of blessing. Channels of and listen to me. As I'm ministering, miracles are still happening. Miracles are still happening. I guess what I'm saying. As I'm ministering, as I'm teaching, Bible says that when Jesus was teaching, the Spirit of the Lord was healing people, setting captives free. I don't know what is your burden, what is your heart is about. As I'm speaking the word of God, be alert because something will drop into your life. Tell somebody, don't be distracted. Be alert because something will drop. Remember, be undistracted. Be baby, see. Abra me kanya mi asemni. Chumi bi be boy rango. Obi die eshe asemna mi kani. Obi die be see in the season of the preaching, not the prayer time. So don't lose focus of this particular one. In just some few minutes, channels of blessings. Acquire in Shida, Efasuba, Yamin Manchin. Channels of blessing. Now listen to me. Being blessed is not an ambition. It is actually our heritage in the Lord. To be blessed, kase obi ye Shida. Enye bibia yena ye pe edie. And so, is our heritage. For you to be blessed is a heritage. It's not an ambition. It's not something that you are craving or chasing after. You must understand that the coming of Christ into this world was the coming of our blessing. I get what I'm saying. Announce to the one by the coming of Jesus was the coming of your blessing. Acts chapter 3 verse 26. Acts chapter 3 verse 26. He says, to you first, God, having raised up his servant Jesus, sent him to bless you. Sent Jesus to do what? Say, God sent Jesus to bless me. Come on, say, God sent Jesus to bless me. Having raised him up, sent him to bless you. God sent Jesus with an assignment of blessing me, an assignment of blessing you. Therefore, I declare every trace of curse in your bloodline is washed away. If your amen is loud, the Lord will have mercy on you. Every iota of curse that is affecting your destiny, by the coming of Jesus, it is cleared out of your life. It is cleared out of your life. See, I am free from curses. The coming of Jesus was the coming of my blessing. He came with an assignment to bless me. It is part of our redemptive package. It's part of what we get through redemption. He came for our benefits and for us to live a profitable life. The Bible said that for I have come that they may have life and have it even more abundantly. So Jesus came for us to have life, to have a benefit of life, to profit. And the profit is what? Abundance of everything. I command every lack in your life to be canceled in Jesus' name. He came that we will be blessed, that we will profit in life. John 10:10. So being blessed is never an issue of ambition. Why are you talking about blessing? Why are you praying about blessing? It's not an ambition. It is actually part of Jesus' assignment for my life. It is part of Jesus' plan for man. Announce it to somebody. It's part of your assignment, of Jesus' assignment. It's part of his package for your destiny. Clap your two hands for Jesus. In Galatians 3 verse 13. Galatians 3 verse 13. The Bible says, for Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, having become a curse for us. Why? Because it is written that curse is anyone who hangs on a tree. So that the blessing of Abraham will become our portion. Are you getting what I'm saying? So the coming of Christ was the termination of the curse of the law. Now listen, the issue of curses is like tree. And every tree rests on something we call the root. If you cut down the tree, it will grow again because the root is still in place. True or not true? But if you uproot it, if you deal with the root, then you have finished with the tree. Are you getting what I'm saying? When Jesus came, he did not come to fight every small curse. He came to deal with the root of all curses. Now listen to me. The Bible says that a curse without a cause cannot stand. That means that for anything to be a curse in your life, it is supported, sponsored by something. Either somebody in the family did something, or somebody in that area did something, or you yourself did something. Something necessitates the action of curse. And every curse works by the root. And the root is always what? The breaking of the word of God. Somebody's sin always initiates a curse. Somebody's mistake always initiates a curse. Your own mistakes and sins initiate curses. So when Jesus Christ came, he came to deal with the curse that came out of the breaking of God's law. That's the root of all curses. Clap your hands for me. That's the root of every curse. So if somebody curses you today, that curse must not stand because the root has been dealt with by Jesus. I guess what I'm saying. Because why is the person cursing you? The person is angry. Say you have done something. You have stolen his gari, or you have touched something and the person is angry, or you have offended the person, maybe your mother or your father, and the person said, I'll curse you, and the person is cursing you. Now the root of that curse is the breaking of, I mean, you have done something. That's the breaking of the word of God. You have done something. You stole. You cheated. You lied. You did something. That's why the person is cursing you. And it will work because you did something. But the Bible says that when Jesus came, he came to deal with the curse that has to do with evil things we do. I stretch out my hands to the Spirit. Any curse that was pronounced upon you by your parents, knowing or unknowingly, I command that to be broken. Any curse pronounced by any adult, any elderly person, as you were growing up, I command that curse to be fizzled out. I command every curse that is working around your destiny, I command it to be crushed right now. I declare you are free from all curses. Clap your two hands and shout, I'm free from all curses. So Christ came to deal with the curse of the law, the curse of the word of God, the breaking of God's word, which is the root of all curses. So that the blessings, because blessings and curses cannot coexist. They are opposing forces. One will neutralize the other. I get what I'm saying. And so they cannot coexist. One will undo the other. When a curse is there and a blessing comes, the blessing comes to undo it. Are you getting what I'm saying? And so that the blessing, and what does it mean to be blessed? To be blessed simply means to be empowered. To be programmed, write it down. To be programmed to succeed. Listen to me. The difference between Jacob and Esau was the blessing. Are you getting what I'm saying? Jacob and Esau, who got the blessing and who got the properties of the father? Jacob ran away from home. So the properties of the father was given to the firstborn because he was at home. He took everything, the flock, the houses, the workers, everything. Esau took it. but Esau didn't get blessing. The blessing is what is the programming on success. That I program you to succeed. That's what we mean by I bless you. That means you will do well. That means you will succeed. That means you will prosper. That means it will be well with you. It's like you have been wired to become like that. That's what a blessing means. And tonight, I wire you to succeed. Because there is no way you can program something and the thing will not work. It will work because it has been programmed. Your phone has been programmed. So the way your phone has been programmed is why it behaves the way it behaves. The day you start setting to program an alarm of 7 p.m., the alarm will be ringing. So you quench the phone. It will be ringing because you have programmed it. Phone can't do anything about it. Once you have programmed it, it must work. And that is why when witches program your destiny, you are in trouble. Hard work cannot solve it. I said what? Hard work cannot solve it. In as much as hard work is important. But if there is a curse that is working on your family lineage, that nobody should succeed with work, hard work is not the antidote. Because there is a curse. A curse is to be programmed to fail. To be programmed not to do well. If you have been cursed in marriage, it means that you have been programmed that no matter how sweet you are a soul, you will not succeed in it. Say minus me. Say minus me. Say every curse that has been programmed against my destiny, knowingly or unknowingly, say I deprogram it by the blessing of the Lord. Say I deprogram it by the blessing of the Lord. Say every programming against my marital destiny, against my financial destiny, against my future, my ministry, my destiny. Say, I unprogram. Say, I unprogram it in the name of Jesus. Clap your two hands for that. So, Jacob got the program. The father blessed him and he ran away. Without any single property of the father. But years after, he became more wealthy because he was programmed. Are you getting what I'm saying? So, the property is not the blessing. The blessing of the Lord is what makes you rich and has no sorrow. Are you getting what I'm saying? And the coming of Christ was the coming of our blessing. That the blessing of Abraham might come upon the Gentiles in Christ Jesus, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit. When you read Psalm 103, verse 1 to 3, Bible says, bless the Lord, O my soul. All that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O, and forget not his benefit. What are the blessings? Forget not his blessings. And he started listing them. List them with me. List them with me. Who? Three, go on. Who forgiveth all thy iniquities? Say it's a blessing. Say the forgiveness of sin is a blessing. Who healeth all my diseases? Say the healing of my body is a blessing. I tell you, if you have been sick before, you appreciate the healing of your body. If you have been sick before, you appreciate the healing of your body. Because all your dreams will come to a standstill. All your programs and agenda will come to a standstill. You are sick. So, David says that I will bless God because he has benefited me in this way by healing my body, who redeemed thy life from destruction. Every destruction set up in the spirit against your life, you are escaping it in Jesus' name. Destruction from this October to December, any setup for your destruction, we command an escape for you. I shall we command an escape for you. I shall we command an escape for you. Every accident, you escape it. I shall you escape it. Every plan to sabotage you at the workplace and to distill you or to remove you from your seat, I command that the Lord will intervene. I don't know who I'm talking about, that the Lord will save you. He will save you. He will save you. You will not lose your job. Clap your two hands and say, I am the one. So these are blessings. blessings. Tell somebody you are in a kingdom of blessings. He has blessed us with all spiritual blessings. Ephesians 1:3. He has blessed us. Blessed be the Lord, God of our Father Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places. So we have been blessed with all blessings. All spiritual blessings, physical blessings, material blessings have been given. Amen. And those are some of the things that he was listing. Some are spiritual blessings. Some are material blessings. Some are physical blessings. And as we're seated here, Jesus came that he may bring you all these blessings. I get what I'm saying. These blessings. So you belong to a kingdom of blessings. Say, I belong to a kingdom of blessings. Oh, come on, declare. Say, I belong to a kingdom of blessings. Say, I belong to a kingdom of blessings. Say, I am blessed and I cannot be cursed. Say, I am blessed and I cannot be cursed. Shout, I receive it. Rabbi Balaam told him, he said, I have received an instruction to bless and I cannot curse. The next time they mention your name at the witchcraft covens, can I prophesy to you at all? Or you have closed, so I should also close. I said, the next time they bring out your picture and they make an incantation and they release curses on your picture and on your dress and on your children, and they say it shall not be well with you, their fetish priest and their leader will tell them that this person has been blessed, and so you cannot curse them. I declare you cannot be cursed. Say, I have been blessed and I cannot be cursed. Say, I am blessed never to be cursed. Cursed me, prince. Do you know the number of people who have been enchanting against me? If I tell you my enemies, they are many. Like David said, many are they that are saying that where is his help? There are many that have turned against me. Amen. But you see, when you are blessed, you cannot be cursed. It won't work. One principality in the area, after she fought me, had spiritual battles with her. Some manifested physically, some manifested in visions. We were having back-to-back warfare. One day she said to me, have you seen that you have prospered? Can't you see that you are from it? When you came here, you were few. You people, you were small. But now, look at you. You are prospered. Your people are many. Listen to me. Those who are fighting, one day, they will turn and they will look at you. And they will tell you that, Dave, don't you see that you have prospered? You say, don't you see that you are prospered? Because they worked against your marriage, but it didn't work. They worked against your education, it didn't work. They worked against you not working, it's not working. Are you hearing what I'm saying at all? So at the end of the day, they'll come to the conclusion that don't you see that you are blessed? Don't you see? When a witch is telling you that, can't you see that you are prospered in my house? Like you are prospered, like nobody prospers in my house. You are prospered in my house. That means I've come to away, I've won the away match. Every away match, you are winning it. I said, every away match, you are winning it. That is why you go to a territory and they tell you that nobody succeeds here. Nobody marries into this family and they do well. And you will tell them that I am the blessed of the Lord. I have received an instruction of blessing and nobody can curse me. I cannot fail. Give three people around you a high five. Tell them, I have been blessed. I cannot fail. I cannot fail. It's impossible. It's impossible. I've received an instruction of a blessing, so I cannot be cursed. One day, one of my family members gave a testimony about me. He said, when your pastor was trying to go to school, I told your pastor that the way all of us, we are school dropouts, that's how he too will be. Because who will pay his school fees? All of us, when we got to his age, nobody paid it for us. And you too, you are learning. Who will pay your school fees? Yeah. She was telling the testimony in our church. So I told your pastor, he was little by then, that nobody will pay his school, so you should stop wasting his time. He too, he'll be a school dropper like all of us. Then he said, but I remember your pastor told me something when he was very little. He told me that his case will be different. And truly, I'm the only person through that lineage that was able to break into the university. The only person. Say minus me. Listen, they said nobody marries there, but it's minus you. I came to prophesy. They said nobody can have a stable job, but it's minus you. They said nobody can do ministry to where it is minus you. They said everybody must give birth with three different men, but it's minus you. Say it is minus me. Say whatever they have programmed in my father's house. Say it is minus me. Mention on them and shout, it's minus me. Shout, it is minus me. Whatever they have programmed is minus me. It is minus me. It is minus me. Clap your two hands together for them. Sit down. It's minus you. I told them that it's minus me. And truly, it became minus me. Because I was the blessed one. I was carrying a blessing. Many, many years after, she visited our church and she was sharing the story. Said, your pastor said, his kid will be different. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, Genesis 24 verse 1. Let me show you something. Let me show you something. Genesis 24 verse 1. Now, everybody read this with me. I know you have read this scripture before, but I'm going to show you something. Everybody read it. One go. And Abraham was old and well stricken in age. Now listen. This is the summation of an old man's life. One day, people will also sum up your life. Do you know that? Or you don't know? Now you are young, so nobody seems to be looking at you. But one day, somebody will sit back and will narrate your story. And will sum up your life. Whether your life was a blessed one, a glorious one, a fruitful one. Somebody will sit somewhere and will put your whole life together. Now, this is the summation of an old man's life. And Abraham was old. May you be old. I said, may you be old. That means that you will not die an untimely death. Are you hearing what I'm saying at all? Say, Tofiakwa. I will not die before my time. Say, I will not die before my time. Everything I'm saying is prophetic. I came here to bless. As a father over this church, what I say will work. I am not burying anybody here. You didn't hear? I am not burying any young person here. I am not burying everybody here is underage. I'm not burying anyone here. Everyone here will live up to a full grown age. One day when we all gather for another convention, you will be in your gray hair. And you will be coming with your grandchildren. And you will be packing your Mercedes Benz and your 4x4. And receive it now. Some of you, your families, they die around 50, 55. It's like 55, you have grown too much. Say, minus me. And Abraham was old. And well stricken in age, just say, when you pass. See, that's my story. And what happened? And the Lord had blessed Abraham. Now, underline the remaining. In Kadabarakatash. In. It is wrong for you to be blessed in the ministry and be struggling financially. It's an error. It is wrong for you to be blessed spiritually and yet nothing is working out for you maritally. When we look at your marriage, we say, but. When we look at your life, no children, we say, but. No. That's not how God blesses. That's not, God doesn't bless you a path and curse you a path. It doesn't work that way. It doesn't work that way. It's an error. The Bible says when God was blessing that old man, he blessed him in all things. Now, I don't know what those all things represent to you, but your job is there. Your career is there. Your ambitions are there. Your plans are there. Your marriage is there. The fruit of the womb. Everything is in there. Your spiritual life, everything is there. Your traveling opportunity, everything is there. Your business, everything is there. The Lord blessed him in all things. Say, I refuse a half blessing. Charlie, some of you don't like it. Let me give it to the people here. Shout, I refuse a half blessing. Say, I am blessed in all things. Shout it like you are the one I'm talking about. Announce it to your spirit, catches it. Say, I am blessed in all things. For some of you, you have parents who served God. Your mother or some dame. After today, on feni dukun diaglo. O chaduku sana as a Pentecost thickness, no. And you yourself know that your mother served God. You heard her praying at midnight. You remember your mother doesn't joke with cleaning the church every Saturday. Yet, you watch your mother in poverty. You watch your mother in struggle, selling her last cloth to school fees. Say, it's an error. You cannot be blessed like that spiritually and not be blessed physically, financially. It doesn't add up. When God called me, he didn't call me and told me he was going to bless me half-half. He has blessed my ministry, blessed my pocket, blessed my job, blessed me with human beings. He has blessed my marriage, blessed me with children. He has blessed me with everything. May the Lord bless you with all things. If you agree with it that way, you accept it that way, that will be your experience. Blessed in all things. Now, so if Abraham was blessed in all things, when Jesus redeemed you, Galatians 3, verses 14, what did he say? So that the blessings of Abraham will be your blessing. Was Abraham blessed half? Come on, what are you talking about? Was Abraham blessed half? So why should I be in SU? I'm SU executive and yet I'm having FF. I'm failing in my exam. Say it's an error. That's the error in secondary school. The error in secondary school is that the SU executive is on my bone. But in my time, I changed it. When you come to my school, order of merit, Prince Lai, number one. The whole school. Up to the whole school, number one. In all things. I went to Kwame Nkrumah University of Science and Technology, and when my lecturer is teaching and they put food on, lunch on, I'll take it. By the time you said the question, I'm working it. Yet when I finish, I'm preaching in the class. Before the lecture even can you come and meet me preach, but I use every free time to preach in my lecture. In all things. Say in all things. I went to the school and I went to job post. I broke political records. You were a politician. I was a politician even more than you. This is my friend. One day he called me. He said he has come to stay in an area. He saw my picture around. Am I around here? I said, oh, me myself, I'm not there, but my spirit is there. My spirit is a certain human being. He's around. So today I'm happy to see him. Take good care of him for me. That's my friend. When I was in Bible school, we became friends. You know. So, even in the school, third year, boy, I was ruling over final years. I was a president of a whole hall. Say, all around. It's not just church that we are relevant to. Some of you are only relevant in church. It's only in church you have post. Unya post who is muda. Biza, Blackboard cleaner, can we never be that? Blackboard cleaner. Would the young people board to know who never be that? Young farm out. Yes, it won't qualify. The only time they start looking for you is when you want somebody to come and lead prayer. You're only spiritually relevant. When it comes to book, come to leadership, they can't hear from no DNA. It's that everything you are not good. It's just, and you are the reason why they insult us. They insult Christians. That it looks like we have spiritualized everything. No. Some of us, we are all around. We are chopping power poles, money everywhere. No, we didn't come to do church to come and look for money. As your pastor, by the time I was coming, I was rich. I had to leave money to now come to Bible school. I had to run from home. Abandoned family companies and came to hide at a place called Soto. That's how I found this man. And I became a poor boy just so that I can be a pastor. Because the family I'm coming from was a rich one. That the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles. The all blessings, not the half-half. Listen. Write it down. The day I'll be in the casket, that you will be officiating my funeral. When you are listing who I am, it will be all things. Because maritally, you will check me correct. My children, you will check correct. Business, I'll have companies, you check me correct. Church, to all of that, you check me correct. Everything will be on point. I pray that may that be your story. I said, may that be your story. May you be a woman who is blessed all around. Your place is not just the kitchen of a man. Your place is not just the bedroom of a man. You too, you can take control. You too, you can possess your world. You too, you can dominate your world. You too, you can be relevant in your company. You too, you can be relevant in your school. You too, you can be important to your family. Clap your 2 hands and say, all round. All round. That the blessings of Abraham. Abraham was blessed all round. In his old age, in my old age, that's what you will see. You can't see anything less. It's not allowed. It's not allowed. That's why when some of the people look at me and they are like, hey, Charlie, you're a young pastor, Charlie, God has blessed you. You have this, you are doing this, your church this, and look at this mega church you have built and all that. I look at them and I say, God has not started with me yet. He has not. God said he has not started. I'm still being prepared. God is still working on my character, everything, small. We have not started the ministry. Tell someone, we have not started rescue. We have not started. Didn't we say we are trying? We are trying. Aunt Mary told me that when she goes home, her brothers are disturbing her. Aunt Mary, get up, let them see. This is the lady who made me start rescue. This girl. That's one of my pastors' wife. She told me that. Now she's waiting for us to start because when she's home on Sunday, her brothers have been stepping here, going to go to church. She said, following one pastor, Prince, we change our best church, sorry, Nameko. So he said, okay, let's do Bible discussion. Let's just come on Sunday, do Bible discussion. And yeah, sorry. Bible discussion. Cecilia, you will come and see a gusu here, Bible discussion. Your central region, gusu here, Bible discussion. You're all over. Tell somebody, we are just trying. God has not started. He has not started. Though. We are just trying. We are just trying to busy ourselves for God. When God now releases us, that's when now the world will hear. But you see, we will not be irrelevant in our family. Listen to me. From today, rescue agent, hear me. Those of you who must go to school, go to school. Right? I said, I'll be a pastor, so I'll not go to school. Go to school. Those of you must learn a trade. Those of you must add value to others. Those of you must write remedials. Go and write it. You think that we are raising irrelevant people in the society? No. Our prayer is that God should bring us honorables. God should bring us politicians. God should bring us presidents. God should bring us CEOs, directors, business moguls, rich men and women. These are the prayers that we are praying. And it will happen. And I'm glad to announce to you that you are one of them. I said you are one of them. I said you are one of them. Oh, you don't believe it? I believe it on your behalf. Receive it in the name of Jesus. Receive it in the name of Jesus. Rise to your feet. That God will use you. That you will be blessed all around. All around. From today, what you are taking home is that Jesus died for me to be blessed. And the blessing is the Abraham's blessing. And Abraham was blessing everything. So sit down. Now, as I'm talking, start thinking. Some of you, you are blessed in a way, but you are sick. Every day you are sick. It's not all around blessing. Some of you, you are blessed in one way, but when it comes to poverty, don't do anything about it. Some of you, you are blessed in another way, but when it comes to marriage, it looks like nobody even says see. Like, in Kobinka simple, nanka won't tell you. At least Obi can see put on me today. Oh, yes, somebody told me that, Daddy, nobody says, just last week, somebody told me that nobody says, see. A beautiful woman, oh, beautiful woman. Gainfully employed, stable job. When you see, I tell you that this person lacks say. You will not believe it. You will not believe it. You say, blessed in other areas, but in one thing, not blessed. I pray for you. I pray for you. As I'm speaking now, you are thinking, start thinking. Which area must my blessing cover? Lord, I am doing good here, but I'm struggling here. It must not be so. Lord, I'm doing good here, but I'm struggling there. It must not be so. Lord, I am okay here, but over here, no, it's not good. Lord, you said you are blessing me holistically, not half-half. So Lord, bless me fully. Open your mouth and pray that prayer right now. Open your mouth and pray that prayer. 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 Bless me holistically, Lord. Bless me all around. Bless me holistically, Lord. Bless me physically. Bless me materially. Bless me maritally. Bless me, Lord, in every aspect of my life. In the name of the Lord Jesus. 2 Peter 1:3. As his divine power has given unto us all things that pertains to life and godliness. All things, Lord. Great men are rising from this apostolic visitation. I came here with a blessing in my mouth. I came here to bless and no one will curse. I came here to bless and no one will curse. I came here to raise blessed men and bless women. In the name of the Lord Jesus.
Until the day I see my King.
Lift up your two hands. Lift up your two hands. I received a charge that I should bless, and no one can reverse it. I stretch forth my hands right now,
Jesus,
in the spirit, and I command and I impose, Jesus, upon every life here that you are blessed.
Amen.
If your amen is loud, the Lord will help you.
Amen.
You are blessed.
Amen.
You are blessed in your going.
Amen.
You are blessed in your coming out.
Amen.
You are blessed academically.
Amen.
You are blessed in your family.
Amen.
You are blessed in the work of your hands.
Amen.
You are blessed in your womb.
Amen.
You are blessed in your weddings. You are blessing your traveling.
Amen.
You are blessing your business.
Amen.
You are blessing your ministry.
Amen.
You are blessing the work of,
Amen,
your hands. You are blessed all around.
Amen.
Physically, you are blessed.
Amen.
In your body, you are blessed.
Amen.
Financially, you are blessed.
Amen.
In your account, you are blessed.
Amen.
I bless you.
Amen.
And I nullify every curse of in your mother's house. Every curse in your father's house. Every curse in your neighborhood. You are rising beyond that curse. Shall I receive?
I receive.
Shall I receive?
I receive.
You are rising beyond that curse.
Amen.
You are going higher than that curse.
Amen.
Whatever they say is not allowed.
Amen.
It will be possible in your life.
Yes.
It will be possible in your life.
Amen.
It will be possible in your life.
Amen.
Whatever you are going to touch will be blessed. Drop your two hands together.
There is power.
Beloved, thank you for listening to this message by Reverend Prince Lai. If you have been blessed by this message and have not surrendered your life to Jesus Christ, kindly say this prayer after me. Lord Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God. I believe you died that I may live. Please forgive me and wash me with your blood. I believe I am a child of God. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. If you have said this prayer, know that your sins have been forgiven and you are now a new creation. We invite you to worship with us on Sundays at Odoko, adjacent Best Point Savings and Loan, Odoko Market. For more information, please call 0543-248-982 or 0241-372-895. God richly bless you.